Everybody in the house. Put the needle on the record, bomb, bomb the bass. You got to move it, move it. Everybody in the house. Put the needle on the record, bomb, bomb the bass. You got to move it, move it. Come on.
Empty people with empty heads are telling us that what we're doing with our lives is just a pile of pigs inside. So what are these people whose brains are dead do instead? We got a sneaking suspicion that they just sit and stare at four walls. They got burning ambitions to do nothing at all, except open their mouths and go da 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 da.
Come on, come on, come on.
Sad people without a lunch, marker pen on top of vacant expressions, don't seem to understand the questions. So why can these people with heads full of muck not just
get?
Can we just casually mention that their stupidity bothers us? They got serious intentions of saying bugger all much, except maybe that one that goes da 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 da. The sad sorry creations to try and find anything to take too long. We need another vacation without thinking we're wrong. We've heard nothing but da 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 for too long. Got a sneaking suspicion that they just sit and stare at four walls. They got burning ambitions to do nothing at all, except open their mouths and go da 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 da. Can we just casually mention that their stupidity bothers us? They got serious intentions of saying bugger all much, except maybe that one that goes da 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 da. The sad sorry creations to try and find anything would take too long. We need another vacation without thinking we're wrong. We've heard nothing but da 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 da.
This boy who, when he puts things away, always forgets where he's put them. And nearly every day he steps from his room into the one next door, and you'll never guess what, he forgets what it is he's in there for.
Thank you.
all know this boy who, when he treats us to tea, always forgets to get the groceries. In fact, the other day he sprang from his kitchen with one vindaloo and one strawberry cheesecake. He'd forgotten we were even coming through. It'd be easy to cry, but it's hard not to laugh. And although he tried us quite mad, we'd be hard pushed to name a more likeable chap. It'd be easy to cry, but it's hard not to laugh. And although he drives us quite mad, we'd be hard pushed to name a more likeable chap. His head's in the clouds, he's Mr. Forgetful.
Some boy.
We all know this boy who, when he opens his mouth, always forgets to move his larynx. But then the other day he moved his larynx and spoke surprising sense until about mid-flow, when he forgot where it was he was off to next. It'd be easy to cry, but it's hard not to laugh. And although he drives us quite mad, we'd be hard-pushed to name a more likable chap. It'd be easy to cry, but it's hard not to laugh. And although he drives us quite mad, we'd be hard-pushed to name a more likable chap. His head's in the clouds, his head's in the clouds, he's Mr. Forgetful. Nigel Timms, how the hell are you doing? And your mom and your dad, do they still have that funny little trolley thing? The one they used to push cakes and cups of coffee and tea from the kitchen right through to the other room where we never watch television. We'd be kicking a ball that wasn't really a ball, more a pair of your socks rolled up in a smash bash, pretty bloody spherical.
Funnily enough, like a cassette recorder and
yes, yes.
And then we'd...
Yes, yes. We think we get the picture. Yes. Seems to us we'll have to get to the bottom of this, so let's begin with some reasonably straightforward questions, shall we?
He lived on Soda Street. He was never ever mean.
Exactly.
He pushed me a million bags.
Exaggeration.
Give or take a bag or two.
He had milk and alcohol and jobby brown. He cooled the cats on pretty pink.
Nigel Timms.
We played Subutio upstairs cause it wasn't a bungalow. Had a room at the top of the stairs.
Nigel's sister's
Miles. I think that was
a description.
Ooh, Miles and Cheryl.
That's not the description.
For Christ's sake, stop it, nothing.
A pause.
One night we wind and hash.
An enjoyable evening.
Utterly smashed.
In Nigel's bedroom.
I never quite got to the room.
Nigel's bedroom floor.
I covered in spew.
Nigel's bedroom floor cleaner.
I haven't a clue.
Nigel's bedroom floor cleaner.
I haven't a clue.
Nigel's bedroom floor cleaner.
I haven't a clue.
I haven't a clue.
Nigel's bedroom floor cleaner. I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue.
I haven't a clue.
I haven't a clue.
I haven't a clue.
I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue. Nigel Timms, how the hell are you doing? And the faces you pulled, do they still get pulled reasonably regularly? Nigel Timms, it's very XTC, but I'm sure you'll agree. They were a bloody good band.